jokes. That ass is crazy.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk with Arsenio Hall every Wednesday. Always nice to see you.
Do it live!
And I'm watching Arsenio on TV as well on Channel 13.
Hey, man, that's a conflict, man. You can really split our audience.
You are on
people
TV.
People are rushing to the TV now.
Are you the only guy in show business who's on TV and on radio at the same time? I believe you are. And on the internet. You can stream you can hear you, and watch you.
You know, I think Flavor Flav has a thing with Seacrest on right now.
Wow.
And so he might be on VH1 and the radio at the same time.
Speaking of Jackie Johnson, real quick, I was talking to Arsenio during the break. Not only is she attractive, but I believe she takes home probably, what, six figures? You think she's taking home $500,000 or $600,000 a year?
I wouldn't doubt it.
So she looks like that, and she's bringing home $600,000 a year?
Yeah, you know, I changed my name to John McCain and hooked me up with Jackie Johnson.
Now, see, if I were, it doesn't work this way, but let's say it was role reversal. Let's say you were on Channel 9 doing the news.
Okay.
And you're earning $500,000
a year. And I had a cute ass.
Yeah, and you got a good looking ass and your head's all shaved.
By the way, the reason I brought that up is everybody talks about her sweater meat, right?
And by the way, if you don't know who Jesse,
what's Jackie Johnson
Jackie
saying?
Johnson is. Jackie Johnson does the weather on Channel 9 News, and she's on right now, I believe, on tonight.
People talk about her boobies all the time, but I was like, yo, her boobies are cool, but this girl is very complete.
So, but if, all right, let me finish here. Let's say you're doing news, you're doing weather on Channel 9.
Yes.
And you hear a very attractive blonde chick on radio saying how hot you are on Channel 9.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you contact her?
Unless you're dating an ex-baseball pro makes your money look like, you know, something sticking out of the underside of a Monopoly board.
But still, I mean, I don't know why she isn't calling you, man.
Everybody she was standing right there with me. And
I know, but everyone wants a piece of you, dude. I've seen chicks around you, man. You and Danny Bonaducci, man.
Let me ask you a question. Wasn't that what you're talking about? Wasn't that all before the crash?
Stock market.
Yeah, all before the stock market crash you're talking about.
That's exactly right.
You know, I got relatives that don't call me now.
So you're busted out, huh?
Because they know my Google stock is in
over.
Trouble. You want this?
Nope, I got it. I'm cool.
Okay.
All right, we're going to do the news with Gina Grant. It's a little bit after 9 o'clock. Gina on the news, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom. Here's Gina Grad with the news.
All right, Gino, man. What's going on with that news?
Well, there's a lot going on with the news, but do you mind if I ask Arsenio a quick question?
Yes, ma'am.
Arsenio,
let me see if I wrote it on a piece of paper because I tried to read your mind.
Well, that's something separate.
Oh, okay. Okay. Tim doesn't have his glasses, so he's totally out of this.
A friend of mine apparently is on your show. Yeah. Did you just use the phrase sweater meat?
did I?
Because I have to say, that's a new one.
I never heard that before. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
You know what? That used to be big like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Is that right?
About 10 years ago. That was a big East Coast term.
Yeah, that never made its way to Kansas.
Yeah, it didn't come to Kansas and hasn't stopped at the West Coast yet. But in the East, I've heard it many times.
Were you throwing that out when you had the spinning rims?
I got rid of my spinning rims.
Nice job, retard.
How long did you have spinning rims?
Right up to the Wall Street crash.
The spinning rims. You had those though, right?
I had them right up to recently.
I heard you also had them on your motorcycle.
Yeah.
Spinning spokes.
And I have a necklace with a little circular spinning rim on it. I love
that. That's how you get chicks,
that era.
Man.
I really loved that era.
I guess
era.
So. All right, you turn on your TV on Channel 13 right now. You can see Arsenio Hall and some of the funniest stuff on the internet. It's a great show.
But they have to watch it with the sound
off. Yeah, you got to listen to us.
Because we need to supply you with your audio.
Look at that.
Otherwise,
kid.
Jack Silver will lose his mind.
Passing out that meal. All right, Gina, what else is going on with that news?
Well, we are officially less than 2 weeks away from the presidential election. And with so little time left, McCain and Obama are hitting those appearances hard. In this clip, Senator John McCain joins the early show and answers a question concerning who he might blame if he loses the election.
Ah, who McCain will blame. Here we go.
If, in fact, you found out that her candidacy cost you the election, would you still say it was the right choice?
Harry, look, come to one of the rallies with me. You'll see the ignition out there and the passion and the incredible intensity out there for Sarah Palin. If someone thinks that that somehow she was unqualified, that's their opinion. But that doesn't stack up on paper. I mean, the most popular governor in America, I'm proud to have, and I think she and her husband and her family are just wonderful.
You know, it's so amazing, the left media, where they say, you know, we got to get a woman in the White House, Hillary Clinton, we got to get her in, you know, women. She's out. We're like, hey, we got a woman vice president. Oh, she's a whore. She's a dummy, a dumb whore, a dumbass whore. I hate her. I hate her, and I hate Alaska, and F everybody.
You know what I do like about her is she claps on the one and the three.
Well, you know what? That's white people do. You're 2-4?
Yeah, well, no, actually, she has a lot of soul. Did you see SNL?
Wait, so you're 1-3.
Yeah.
I'm 2-4 then.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Governor Palin has a lot of soul. Did
you
see her? Yeah,
during that little rap.
Yeah, sitting at the desk rocking.
Raising the roof.
Yeah, she raised the roof properly. Sam, yeah.
And she raised it properly, yeah.
If that had been Hillary Clinton, she would have been on the wrong beat.
Yeah, she would have ripped her pantsuit when she raised the roof.
I am voting for McCain just because his VP choice has rhythm.
You don't think Barack Obama has rhythm?
Well, did you see Ellen?
I did. I like that little move he did with the, you know, the crisscross arms.
Yeah, when people make up a dance, that's when McCain dance. And I've seen, you know, McCain, because he has that stiffness in his arms.
Right.
He does the cabbage patch really good.
Yeah. He's always doing it, though.
he waves the cabbage patch.
He does it at Starbucks.
You ever seen Bob Dole do the cabbage patch with an ink pen in his hand?
Oh.
there's another way he does it.
You know why he carries that pen in his hand?
Yeah, unfortunately, I know. But you tell the people.
So nobody goes to shake his hand. Because he can't use that hand.
Oh.
So he carries that pen around his right hand. So people go, oh, they're shaking with the left.
And his hand is kind of in that position anyway, right?
Yeah. But, you know, I always thought it was weird that he was doing the Viagra commercials. With a guy who's always constantly walking around with a
shaky
with
fist.
A pen in his hand.
Yeah. I guess you can't really manually stimulate your woman. Yeah. If you have a pen in your hand all the time.
Yeah, this might get bleeped, but I also heard that if some crazy people on the internet, if you put a rubber band right above your elbow for about 20 minutes or so, make it really tight, that when you do go to peel one off, it's like somebody else touching you.
You've never heard that before?
Is that cool? Yeah, excellent. No, I had heard it recently. But then again, I thought oral sex was when you talk about sex.
Chit-chat.
You know? Yeah, I'm not very bright. I do. I thought it was RH. I thought it was Irish negative. When I was 21 years old, I said we were at a party, and somebody said, "What is that scar on your arm? It looks like you're doing, it looks like tracks from drugs."
Yeah.
I said, "No, I was born Irish negative, and I had a blood transfusion."
Irish
and
negative.
And she goes, "Irish negative?" I said, "Yeah, Irish negative." She goes, "You mean RH negative?" I'm like, "Oh, how do I get out of this party?"
Oh.
RH negative, yeah. Oh, boom, boom.
Wow.
All right, Gina, what else is going on in the news there?
Well, if you're looking if you're looking for an alternative way to relax, if you're looking for an alternative way to relax, you may want to look into this. Israeli Health and Beauty Spa now offers a snake massage for $70.
Wow. What do they do?
Well, I'll tell you. The treatment consists of snakes massaging the client's aching muscles and joints. So you're laying down and they just pour, you know, like 7 snakes on you and they slither around your torso on your front or your back.
Wow.
Yeah. Ada Barak Snake Spa in northern Israel uses California and Florida king snakes, corn snakes, and milk snakes for the massages. Ms. Barak believes that the physical contact with the reptile can be a relaxing experience. The size of the snakes depends on the type of massage you want. So the larger ones are said to alleviate a deeper muscle tension, and the smaller ones create a, quote, fluttering effect. And just in case you were nervous, all the snakes used are non-venomous.
Really? Now, I've used the term snake massage, but it had nothing to do with this.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. But seven at once.
I tell you, you know what? You're going to be able to see, if you turn on Channel 13, you can see Arsenio, but you can hear much better material on this show.
Absolutely.
They give you a much better...
we give you the show here.
Yeah, they give you a bigger strike zone here. All right, what else is going on with that news, Gina?
Well, former Star Trek stars William Shatner and George Takei left the sci-fi franchise with a bit of bad blood between them. In this clip, Shatner responds to the question of why he wasn't invited to Takei's wedding and why he thinks Mr. Takei has such disdain for him still after all this time.
Mm, oh, my. Oh, hey. Oh, hey, Tim. Hey, get out of my head. Get out of my head.
Do you use that now when I... Like a friend of yours
at
or
a wedding?
No, but somebody you think might be taking a big lead off first.
Oh, is that what people are
I
using?
I think that it is. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you heard about this guy? I don't know. What about him?
Oh my. Oh, okay. Oh. Okay. You got to give me hip to the new stuff. I'm gonna use that. I'm gonna use that.
And by the way, this doesn't turn into a black thing once you leave the room, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because when I leave the room, instead of oh my, it's like grape Kool-Aid.
You know what Mr. Takei's favorite part of a balloon is, right?
No.
Balloon nut.
Ooh. Arsenio Arsenio knows. Once started telling him a joke about Hispanics. Say, you know, what do you call it when something Hispanic? And Arsenio stopped and goes, hey, listen, brother, I'm not into it because I know once I leave, that turns into a black joke.
Absolutely. If you go with racism, you got to realize what's in it for you. I mean, when somebody tells you, because he was, the joke was something, he said the word wetback.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh,
he said, and I said, hey.
Who
do
you hang out with?
Jesus Christ. This was a worker who came to my house.
Really?
And was standing in my driveway. I said, hey, no, man, not me. I stopped him. I didn't even hear the whole joke because I know this white guy the next day would be like, how you babysit for a black baby? Huh? You lick his lips and stick him to the wall. You're the same guy. Same guy the next day. Same guy. Yeah, so I don't play with racists on a Tuesday because I know who they are on Wednesday.
I learned that from you. I absolutely learned that from you.
Yes, yes.
That's why I don't tolerate Catholic jokes.
You know what I'm happy about? Yeah. That the example I used shocked Gina. Because if she wasn't shocked, that means she told that joke before.
Oh, yeah.
But she's
sitting
here
in
shock.
I'm just mad that you stole my joke.
No, when somebody starts to lay a Jewish joke on me, I'm like, whoa. Well, I know that turns into an Irish Catholic joke once I leave the building. I'm out of here.
Well,
all right.
I just have one rule. Even if it's a Jewish joke, I don't care how tasteless it is, as long as it's creative. If it's another boring, you know, World War II joke, pass.
Right.
But if it's, you know, put a little twist on it, we can talk.
What have you heard a good Jewish joke?
Well, they're just not very creative, and I guess you can say that about a lot of stereotypical jokes.
Favorite Jewish joke?
Let me see.
You had one. You told us one, but I don't think you can tell it on the air.
Uh-oh.
Remember you told us one? You said it's your favorite Jewish joke.
Oh, the copper?
Yeah, you can't tell that.
Yeah.
All right. and Gina, by the way, is Jewish, so don't email us. And, you know, please.
Trust me, by the end of the night, this one guy is going to call me 17 times telling me he's calling the program director. So thank you. Look forward to speaking to you in Woodland Hills.
Does he know you're Jewish?
He doesn't care.
Oh, okay.
I love all my people.
All right. Here's William Shatner and George Takei.
Yes, talking about George Takei.
All right, here we go.
He, obviously hiding his homosexuality, talk about festering and not living the truth of your life and feeling badly about yourself and being fearful that somebody find out this terrible, terrible secret, so he thought. Finally, at the age of, I think, 70, he decides to come out of the closet and say, I'm gay. Like, who cares? Be gay, don't be gay. That's up to you, George.
No. Oh, I know my cue. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That is really sour grapes on Shatner's part, huh?
Yeah.
Doesn't it sound like him?
He sounds a little bitter.
Yeah. I wonder if maybe he came out of the closet and let everyone know whether he's an a-hole.
At 70.
And then George Chicago goes, well, George, William Shatner, pretended he was a nice man for 70 years. And he finally came out of the closet. Who cares? You're an a-hole, you're not. Who cares?
Our 10 o'clock topic. How do you get out of the a-hole wedding?
Jesus Christ. All right. Love showbiz. All right. What else is going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, you know, I said I might have a girl for Arsenio.
Mm-mm.
And
yeah.
It's not Jackie Johnson. Well, Arsenio, I might have a lady that's just perfect for you.
Ooh, so wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
As soon as we come back from commercial break, we'll hear who that is. We got to take a quick break.
I love that. I do too. That was brilliant.
All right. Gino has a hot chick for Arsenio Hall when we come back. We'll continue with the news. And then I'm going to lay that joke on you at 10 o'clock. I hope I'm not hyping it too much here, but it is pretty funny.
Well, you can tell the strippers.
Yes. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Every single Wednesday, you got to tune in. Even if you hate the show and you hate me.
Even if you hate me, I'd like you here. You know?
But you got to hear, Arsenio Hall is great, and he's here every Wednesday. He doesn't have to be here, and truly one of the nicest, funniest men in all of show business.
Well, I agree with that part, but I do have to be here now. I need the $3.50. And I mean $3.50.
All right. Arsenio Hall's with us. We'll continue with the news with Gina Grad here in a second. You're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Discos don't open to after dark. And it ain't till 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Don't forget, Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday. And rumor has it, and he's asked me not to say this on the air, that we might be having Arsenio for two nights a week starting in January.
I thought this was, you can't do a whole year Wednesday nights. And now, what's the next bet? Two nights in 09?
Arsenio Fridays, man. All right, watch Channel 13. Arsenio Hall is on TV right now on Channel 13. Listen to the show, yet watch Arsenio on Channel 13. It's a great show. It's all the funny crap you see on the internet.
Right, right.
And thrown up, and Arsenio does the wraparounds, and it's great.
What you do is put your kids in a room to watch Channel 13, and the adults go in the other room, listen to me and Tim.
Hey, can you tell him we'll call him off the air?
Yeah, okay.
Tom Bergeron. All right, Gina, what's going on with that news there?
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Randy, where the is my audio?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
God! Well, I don't mean to play, you know, Yenta too much, but
as I said,
I have a lady for Arsenio.
Oh, God.
Now, despite several marriage proposals through her lifetime, Maria Caterina Ritano is extremely proud of the fact that she has never made love to a man. So,
Whoa. You
could be her first. But I also should mention that she's 100 years old.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
So this could, you know.
What's the oldest you've ever gone?
74.
74?
No, I'm just kidding.
Did you meet her on the Coupe de Ville tour? The old stripper?
The oldest woman I've been with probably is 40.
40. How old were you?
This was last month.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. There's a friend of mine in the Valley who says his range of chicks he'll date, it's sort of sick. Mm-hmm. 8 hours after they're born and 8 hours after they die.
Wow.
That's a big range.
And you mentioned his name? Who's your name?
He'll go unnamed. All right, Gino. So that is awesome.
Yes, her name is
100 years old.
Yeah, most people refer to her as Aunt Kathy. Ms. Ritano contests that if she wanted to get married, she would have done so in the flower of her youth.
Mm.
Now, being raised a Roman Catholic meant that she would never give up her virginity outside of marriage, and she believes she will go straight on to heaven as a result. But being a virgin has never stopped her from discussing men with her nieces and, family. And when interviewed by the Daily Telegraph, she made it clear to let them know it was never too late to have sex and that they should start giving out her information and letting people know she's single. So I'm letting you know.
You know, it's interesting. I saw the lady you're talking about on TV.
Hot, right?
Well, you know, she was older.
Hot flashes.
Yeah.
But see, I'm a big freak. I would do that.
You would go 100?
I would. Once.
If she, because she's a virgin.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know, man.
And you know me, I'll do anything for publicity.
Yeah, that's you know? True.
Hey, I'm on Channel 13 right now, dog.
Yeah, maybe you put that in the show.
Put it on the web and put it on the show.
Where does this woman live?
Australia.
Oh, okay. I was going to guess she was a waitress at Dayton House.
Wow. You went for that and not the down under joke?
She's the rookie at Nate Niles.
They're hazing her still. They double her up. Yeah. She slips on stuff. She's the new girl. What are you going to do?
They're effing up her order.
Yeah.
I like doing orgasm when the dust flies.
Oh. Wow, 100 years old. How about you do her and she goes, man, I've not missed anything.
Yeah.
That's
can you
all
imagine?
It is. 100 years old.
If I could only have that 5 minutes back.
I've never had sex before in my life, but would you be considered small for a black man? Gee.
Wow.
What do you do? Do you take her to... Where do you take her before? I mean, like on a date or
like
something?
The Knights of Columbus?
Yeah, like Forest Lawn? Visit all your friends first? I don't know. I don't know what. Where do you take a 100-year-old chick?
Oh, man. I don't know what you guys are thinking, but I would love to walk into Eddie's house with a 100-year-old chick.
Oh, yeah.
When everybody's hanging.
Wouldn't that be great?
What do you think his response would be?
I would just walk in and just ignore everybody. What's up? You know?
And everybody would say, oh, that's Eddie in makeup.
Yeah.
Oh, the nutty old hoe.
That one you go for Leno then. You go on Leno and promote that one.
Yes. Oh, we got a clip? Come on, nutty old hoe. Bring that ass over here, you nutty old hoe.
Nutty old hoe.
Like Gina just thinks she wandered into the wrong studio.
Tonight is there's static in the air tonight.
Yeah, ever since sweater meet, we've been off the track.
Jeez.
All right, Gina, if you don't hate us both, what else is in there?
Well, finally in entertainment news, VH1's gritty reality show Celebrity Rehab 2 premieres tomorrow night, and this season's cast of characters will be another big challenge for Dr. Drew and the staff. This Celebrity Rehab 2's cast includes Rodney King, American Idol contestant Nikki McKibben, Guns N' Roses drummer Steve Adler, model Tawny Catane, model Amber Smith, and Perpetual Mess Jeff Conaway. And Rod Stewart's son, Sean Stewart. So in this clip, actor and recovering addict Gary Busey regales Access Hollywood about one of his rock bottom drug moments.
All right, here we go. Gary Busey, man.
And I went in like a crop duster, with my nose flying first, and snorted the cocaine off the dog. But you know what you did when you do that? You get little bugs, you get little hairs, you get grease and goo from the ground. It's not at all a healthy thing to do, but when you're an addict, you don't think of health. You think about destruction of yourself unconsciously.
Right. Yeah. And I also think the crop duster reference is a little odd because that's blowing
out.
Coke out of your nose.
Right. He snorted it off the dog.
Don't be a player hater.
Yeah, who's the dog that has coke on him? No. And Rodney King's going to be in it?
Yep.
Wow. How come I couldn't host that show?
Yeah. Well, be perfect for that.
I asked Tawny Catane out once.
You did?
Yeah, she told me. She said she liked rockers.
And baseball players.
Well, see, she told me, she says, I like rock guys. I like, you know, thin leg, white, you know, and she had her whole description. But then I saw her with OJ like 5 years later.
Ah.
Did you take that real personally?
Very personally.
Didn't she get crazy with one of the Angels? Wasn't she dating?
Oh yeah, she beat up somebody.
Yeah, got a fist fight or something. Yeah.
Well, it's real sad too because on the VH1 website they're showing everyone's headshots and promo pictures for the cast, and they show Tawny Catane's mugshot.
Oh,
so
man.
it's not cute.
Oh, Bubbo.
She looks like she's had a couple rough years.
Oh man.
Hey, have you all ever seen the coffee table book of mugshots?
No.
It's the coolest book. I'll bring it in one day.
You got it?
It's all the mugshots of famous people. Larry King, Don King.
What did Larry King do?
Larry King
check was kiting.
Bad checks or something.
Yeah. Really?
Writing some bad checks down in Florida, I think, yeah.
The hottest one is the Frank Sinatra one.
Oh, yeah, he looks good.
Sinatra arrested?
Oh, when he was like a kid, it looks like. A teenager.
Oh, there is?
Oh, it's
wait,
so
hold
hot.
On 1 second.
You find it on like Smoking Gun or one of those.
Hey now, look at this. Instant Entertainment, High Speed Pursuit on Channel 9, City of Commerce. They're going down to the Commerce Casino. Yeah, going to get a home game going. All right, Channel 9, flip on your TV. It looks like...
Boyle Heights.
Yeah, you can't tell when it's at night because you can't get an idea of the shadows. You know, you can get an idea of where they're going with the shadows during the day, but at night it's tough. It looks like it's southbound 5 near Boyle Heights or Commerce Casino.
Or maybe those shadows are being caused by Jackie Johnson.
Yeah. Oh. Is it because it's at night that they look like they're just out for a leisurely stroll? It doesn't look that fast?
Not much traffic. Although these guys want to conserve gas. You know, it's expensive to have a high-speed pursuit nowadays with the gas prices. That's why guys aren't doing it anymore. So flip on your TV on Channel 9.
Oh, thumbs up. Thumbs up.
And let's find out where it is. We'll tune into our sister station, Channel 9, KCAL. Here we go.
Two big corridors going in both directions. If he stays on the 710, though, that's going to
710.
End up, what, up the 210 freeway up north?
Right.
Not quite.
So we're watching. This is a red Saturn.
Quite hit the,
one
person
inside. It's a male. We understand he's distraught over something, what we don't know at this point. But he has been driving dramatically fast ever since he left Irvine. He hasn't been driving erratically through the lanes, although he has been switching lanes back and forth. There have been a couple of close calls at times.
There's a Great King
but
Taco
for the most
right
part,
where he is
he has
now.
Just pointed that car straight ahead and he's floored.
Yeah, okay. 710
well,
and the
actually,
60.
He was in the
rumor is that the guy on the run found out that his 100-year-old girlfriend is not a virgin.
And he managed to stay on the 5, so now he's coming into the East Valley Interchange.
Since she was 61.
His way around here, northbound on the 5.
Since I was alive.
Up into the Boyle Heights area here next. So that's where he is. And again, still going extremely fast. Doesn't show any signs of slowing down. And as you said, there's possibility that he is some sort of distraught individual.
My IUD is interfering with the broadcast.
Depending upon what he might do at any given time.
My Delcon shield is causing static.
It's not going to make him slow down, so they just want to try to get up here and convince him to slow
high
down
speed
or else
chase,
be
Channel
there
9.
To get him when he does hopefully not
home
have an accident,
Jackie
but if
Johnson.
That happens,
yes.
They want to be right there.
Gary,
I hope they catch him before the weather report.
With all of the helicopters up there and the CHP and that type
say
of thing.
Say that again, Tim.
Is there any discussion at all of a
I hope they catch this guy before they do weather.
Some time of a home invasion,
then you wouldn't
some
see
type
Jackie
of a crime
Johnson.
That he may be escaping from?
No, you know, we're getting that in our ear, and they're all discussing that here. Is,
it's a bad color choice to run away from the cops.
That word is out that he is somewhat...
I'm thinking that's what I'll be driving in a week if my Google stock continues to plummet. We closed at like 5:17 today, Tim. It's horrible.
Oh, I know. Stock market in the toilet. I don't have a share, so I can really relate to you there, my brother.
I have more shares than you do, Tim.
You do, yeah. What do you own?
I don't know.
Lost in the maze of
I get ING envelopes every once in a while.
101 freeway.
Off of the 5 and now the 101. So
hey, you know, 101 freeway, if you're listening in the red car, the speed limit is 55 on that freeway.
Yeah, don't get a ticket.
55, so slow down. Don't let those cops nail you for that.
Going, if he stays on that, he'd go
he's got 101 north and, going through downtown. He's going to pass the 110. He's on the 101 now, passing, coming up on the 110. Bring that big church down there.
If he ends up on my block, I'm going to be so annoyed.
Always going to be a little bit more congested as you go through this part of downtown and then as you come up through Hollywood area, you're
mother
find
of
a lot
Christ,
more cars
mother
on the road.
Of big churches.
Yes, you can see that his speed has slowed down.
We got three
just
Catholics
a
in here. Nobody knows what that is.
You got a Baptist
like
preacher son
because of all the extra cars.
I've never even
saw
a church.
Angels, something, right? Queen of Angels.
Foot off
no,
the
that's
accelerator
a
even a little bit. Am I wrong there, Gary?
But we pretty much know how this is going to end, right?
101 northbound.
I've seen a guy blow his brains out.
Yeah, I saw a guy kill himself too. The one of
I saw the worst one I've ever seen because I love animals. The guy set his car on his truck on fire with a dog in the truck, and it was the worst thing I've ever seen.
All right, coming up.
He's got freeway all the way through the Cuenca Pass up to the...
What's that stripe on the car? Where do you buy that car?
It's a nice moonroof.
It'll just be a matter of...
His moonroof's open. Hey, wave outside the moonroof if you're listening, Bill.
I still don't know how this started, but we...
Give us a wave if you're listening to 97.1 FM Talk. It is the most popular station for these things.
Wait, he has a Flash Friday bumper sticker.
Yeah, that's the one I got that it started earlier today.
Slow me up, Tommy. Wave outside that sun... Oh, there he is. Just wave.
Quick thumbs up.
Give us a quick thumbs up or a wave, because We got a tight shot on you on Channel 9 right now.
Not quite sure.
I recognize that red car. Look at his head. That's Chris Rock.
I think I see a hand, Tim.
That's Chris Rock's hand.
What we have been told is that the driver is distraught in some way. And, of course, as Gary mentioned, that has such a broad description to it. But he may,
all right, he's northbound on the 101. Watch out, gang.
Whatever. We can't be sure.
I know that a lot of the Highway Patrol doesn't like us to talk about this on the air. But we're giving you a heads up that the guy's coming your direction. So it might save some lives.
And is there any concern?
We're actually northbound on the 101 freeway here now.
Coming up on the Hollywood Bowl.
Remember the time the guy ran from the police? Guy ran from the police in his mobile home?
Oh, yeah, that wasn't that great?
I always wondered where he was going.
Because he went out to the desert.
He was at the crib. He was in his house. I'm moving. I'm relocating.
Yeah, that's the guy that ended up in the desert driving through the sand in a motorhome. And he's the only guy in the desert in a motorhome. And you're like, I wonder where that guy is.
Hey, Tim, I just had a stoner thought. Can you put a guy in a mobile home on house arrest?
That's interesting.
Thank you.
That's what they're considering.
I wonder
right
if you have to have a search warrant to come in.
I have to go away from
they're searching his home.
The Burbank area. I got to talk to the tower up here. As soon as I do that, I'll come back with you.
All right, northbound 101.
This picture there over the car, and we're guessing at this point. I don't know for sure if it's the CHP.
Come up on the Hollywood Bowl.
They pass through various jurisdictions. Sylvia, they start handing off the baton to whoever that is.
It's awfully quiet.
We'll find out from Gary when he comes back. This is a red Saturn.
They got a tight shot on McGinnis. On Channel 9, High Speed Pursuit, Channel 9.
He's been driving north on the 5, now onto the northbound 101.
If you're listening to 97.1 Free FM, wave at us through your sunroof.
Or flick your lights on and off. Steckler and I did that once where he asked him to turn his lights on and off, and he did it.
Get your freaking ass together here!
Miles an hour. And,
just want to make, see if the guy's listening. What the hell else is he listening to? What, the wave? During this chase?
Well, wouldn't you rather be on the No Stress Express right now?
Luther Vandross? What else is he listening to here?
Hey, Tim, it just dawned on me. I said Free FM. You told me not to say that anymore. Who are we?
FM Talk.
FM Talk. 97.1 FM Talk.
971 FM Talk.
Oh,
971 FM Talk.
971 FM Talk.
There you go.
And if I say Free FM, I get fined.
There's not a lot for him out
that's
there.
That's worse than cussing at my
house. Yeah, but you have enough money to just use that F word all night.
You're not listening, are you? You really aren't listening. I am broke.
I'm broke.
I have nada.
Yeah, it's Arsenio Krikorian over here.
I think I'd like to get one of those cars. It gets great mileage. Smooth, handles nicely.
Plus, the cops don't hassle you. Oh, no, they do.
Really
stable. All right, we got to take a break, and we'll come back with the High Speed Pursuit on Channel 9, finishing the news with Gina Grad and also the girls from Spirit But Rhino. What a night. And Arsenio Hall is on live on the radio right now on 97.1 FM Talk, and he's also on Channel 13, High Speed Pursuit on Channel 9. We got it all covered for you here.
I could really get famous if I was on the radio and I was driving that little red car.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. Your next move. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall every single Wednesday live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Tim Conway Jr. and Arsenio Hall.
Oh, hell no.
On 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Arsenio Hall is with us.
You almost forgot my name.
No, I was going to say it's my favorite night of the week. Wednesdays, I look forward to it. I get up in the morning, and I've got a lot of energy. I really enjoy this job on Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, not so much. I like Friday with Corolla.
Nice job, retard.
Thank you very much.
Hey, and Corolla, what the night we were on KCAL, Corolla was off the chain.
All right, we continue here with the High Speed Pursuit on Channel 9. They're on the 170 North, I think coming up on Sherman Way. Let's check in with Channel 9 and see exactly where this High Speed Pursuit is.
He's still going about, looks like not quite as fast now. It's a little hard to say, but he's still keeping the speed up, but not quite as fast as he was before.
All right, as he heads north here, the 170, of course, is going to merge with the 5 about 7 or 8 miles ahead of where he is then.
Is there any other talk radio show that services the community in the way that you do?
None. He's got to get up on the 5 unless he gets off on a side street.
But they've asked us not to do this, too.
Oh, really?
In that fast lane over there.
The people love
mobility. The police chief has asked us not to do it. Not this one, the X one.
Willie Williams?
And that'll be in the Sun Valley.
Maybe Willie Williams has asked us.
Bernard Parks?
No, Bernard Parks, I believe.
Bernard Parks.
Yeah, he said this is not a great community service, but I argue with him that there are people driving around that don't know this is coming up behind them.
Right.
You want to know.
A little bit safer for everyone.
So he's in the diamond lane. That's another violation if he's alone. $271 max, minimum fine.
Tim, I was hit by a car running from police.
Really?
Yeah, I was.
What were you running from?
I was with some comics going to a club.
Oh.
Early in my career, and we were on the freeway, and were hit by the car the police were chasing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
A comedian
the odds
named,
of that.
Yeah, exactly. A comedian named Joanne Deering was driving the car, and we got blasted. And you know what? That would not have happened if there was a Tim Conway Jr.
That's right. You would have known about it.
Yeah.
All right. High-speed pursuit. If you're near this pursuit, call us. Maybe you've peeked in the car, or you're around it, you just saw it, and you have something interesting to add. 520-9710, high-speed pursuit, northbound 170, and 888-520-9710. Checking in with Channel 9. Here we go.
But we do know that there's one person in the car. We don't know if he's armed. CHP in pursuit and going to stay very close behind him. Not going to let him go.
Yeah, there was a moment a couple of minutes ago that we had to back off a little bit because of some of the air traffic coming to Burbank Airport.
Here?
As you can see now, Gary
I got $5. Says he's white.
The car still doing very high speeds as it
it's a long shot, but I'm going for it.
See, that's not a fair bet because I can look at the car and tell he's white.
Oh, okay.
He seems to be picking up a little bit.
And also, white guys have a tendency to go north when they're being pursued.
If you want to continue to follow this. Go to kcal9.com. We're going to be streaming the video for you as we head to a break, but we're going to take a quick
break. My guess he's also married,
we'll come back
too.
In just about 2 minutes.
Well, now that, I'm not going to bet you on because I agree.
All right. Why don't we take a break while KCAL takes a break, and then we'll get the news afterwards with Gina Grad, plus the girls from Spearmint Rhino. It's a great night here.
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
California knows how to party.
Yeah, absolutely. You're always so correct, young man. All right, Arsenio Hall is with us, folks. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.